The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
It's an optional skate here at T-Mobile Arena, but there's nothing optional about this game. The San Jose Sharks face off against the Vegas Golden Knights for the second time this year, fresh off a very important victory against the Vancouver Canucks. Something that they want to continue tonight against the Golden Knights team that they played well against for 58 minutes on opening night. But unfortunately, the last 2 minutes and the overtime were what hurt, and they lost to Vegas on a goal by Riley Smith in overtime. Drew, the memories of those things do linger, and I think some of the guys are thinking about that, but also thinking about the fact that they've done a lot of little things so much better in this month of November as it comes to a close today.
It's been very interesting watching the games in November and actually from the start of the year on, the growth of the team. But still, overall, when you talk to the coaching staff, and with good reason, when we watch the game and you watch it from afar, there are so many things you'd like to see them clean up. Now, because of the schedule, because of the zero practice time that you get, and you watch the games around the league, they're kind of all like that as far as how scrambly the games are. The search for perfection never ends in an imperfect game, we know. But the team has certainly been bolstered by some strong play, but a grinding type of scrappy hold on for dear life sometimes. Let's hope we get a save, which they've gotten tons of those, and they're able to win some games. They got 12 wins now. From the start of the year, after that first game, and then that the 0-4-2 start, we would have said by the end of November, you're going to have 13 wins possibly. You'd be like, okay, great, we're there. Let's nail it in. Exactly. So tonight will be another test because the Vegas Golden Knights lost yesterday, and it's going to be tough. It's always tough in this building. I mean, they're a good hockey team, but they're struggling too to find their game. So what I like about what the Sharks have been able to do, Danny, is to be a scrappy team, a stay-with-it team, a resilient team, and I love that.
I love it, too. And, you know, we were talking about it on the postgame show with Jamal. He was noticing the way that they stuck together when the other team started to push. And then the other part of it was your favorite subject, how Mario Ferraro had a good moment of puck management near the end when he killed the clock, knew what time it was, and let the game end. I just talked to Ryan Warsawski about that a couple of minutes ago doing the Coach's Chalkboard Show, and he said the same thing. He said, those little things are huge, and they're really, really important for today.
Yep, really are. And they learned it because I can't remember which game it was where they didn't do it. They won the draw late in the game, tried to get it out, didn't get out, and then it ends up being in the back of their net. They got it done there because coaches did their job. The guys, this is in that situation. This is what we want to do. And by the way, speaking of draws, Alex Wenberg in faceoffs, man. Great job yesterday.
With his feet.
That's why they play soccer before the game. Sweets. They're playing soccer. So.
Well, they took it from Igor Larionov and Sergei Makarov.
Exactly.
Let's remember that.
Exactly. So the whole thing about that. Also, I know you. I was listening to you and Jamal on the post-game show on the Sharks Audio Network, and Jamal bringing up what that does for a team when it gets scrappy and ugly like that, and everybody gets grabbing people, and that the guys stick together. They haven't had a lot of that this year, but that's a moment where it brings a team even closer, and this is already a close team.
Well, that's what we talk about when we talk about team toughness. We're not talking about the ability of Ryan Reeves to be a nuclear missile. We already know that. Now, that's really valuable. Right. However, beyond that, I just think that when they stick together and they are team tough like that, they become very, very challenging to any other team, whether you're at home or on the road. And given the fact that Vegas has a whole bunch of guys coming into today that are dry as a bone.
Yeah.
I mean, Jack Eichel hasn't scored a power play goal yet this year.
Yeah.
You know, you have a whole list of guys that haven't scored goals in a long time. I don't have the list memorized yet, but I mean, it really is significant.
Yeah, it really is. And this is a team that we thought, everybody thought, was going to be one of the teams that was going to be one of the top teams in the West. Top teams in the West. They were going to be right there with Colorado and Dallas. And, in fact, we were even wondering about Dallas. Were they going to be as good when they, you know, Peter DeBoer's left, a couple guys left, you think, I don't know. And now you look at Colorado, and they're heads and tails above everybody, and Vegas is struggling to find their game. So I think the Sharks are, they're not struggling to find their game, but there's times in the game where they get away from what works, and they know it works. And they know that if they want to get in their forecheck, get going, get going, get going. They know they can't make those passes through the neutral zone, those soft plays through the neutral zone, get your feet moving instead, but they stopped doing that. Like yesterday, what, they have 4 shots in the second period?
Right.
Because they stopped managing the puck. And, well, again, here I go with that.
That was our discussion in our check-in exactly. Yesterday.
Yeah. And so, again, for this team, if they play the way that gives them that early success when they get a good start and they get the puck going and they get control the puck in the offensive zone, they're a bang-up team. But they get away from that. That's where they've got to, you know, as Ryan Mrazowski talks about, mature, stick with what works. When you get older, you figure things out. Well, we hope.
Hopefully.
And you stick with what works. So stick with what works tonight.
What does work tonight against the Vegas Golden Knights team? It's going to be incredibly motivated. I think that the memory of the last game is the one that's got to linger. What happened with Vancouver, but also what happened with Vegas on opening night?
Yeah, 100%. That's like going back to what you started with. It's a loss that still stings, no matter, and especially for Alex Nedeljkovic, who's going to get the start tonight. He played a fantastic game.
He was my number one star until the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, and well, he should have. You were making the absolute right 100% call. He was fantastic. And then 2 major gaffes. He's not going to do that again. Alex has been great. Goaltending, as we thought at the start of the season, before the start of the season, that goaltending wasn't going to be an issue. It's an issue now, but in a positive way.
That's for sure. They're the best thing around as far as we're concerned the last couple of years, maybe 10 years, for the San Jose Sharks. I mean, you think about it. You even go back to the Martin Jones era. As great as he was, I'm more excited right now about what they've got right here.
Yeah, absolutely. Come on, Yaroslav Askarov is early front runner for Calder, right? He's still eligible.
I don't think he's eligible.
I thought he would be. Well, maybe not. Well, if he wasn't, doesn't matter. He's still eligible for being the most valuable player on this team right now.
Well, and that's an interesting question because the automatic thinking, obviously, is Macklin Celebrini, who is 1 point away from 100 in his NHL career going into tonight's game. However, I always like the unsung guys. For me, Askarov definitely is on that list, but Alex Wennberg's on the list for me, too.
Alex Wennberg's been so good. That was the other thing yesterday. Good to see William Macklin score. You brought that up when
loved it.
Our check-in and the look. You know, finally. The other aspect of it, when you look at the Sharks, and this is what they need, it can't just be all about Macklin or Yaroslav. You need some secondary scoring. So Williams scoring there. Hopefully he gets things going again. If Tyler Toffoli can get back on the board, that'd be great. Kurashev getting back to that, not as hot as he was, but getting, you know, basically secondary scoring, right? They need some secondary scoring to push themselves forward. You don't get any goals from the blue line. That's not happening. So you're going to have the forwards get involved.
Well, the Sharks right now are 1 point behind the Vegas Golden Knights, who, by the way, hold the first wild card spot. Utah holds the second. The Sharks and Utah have the same number of points. And, you know, you look at the division, the Sharks are only 1 point not only behind Vegas but behind Seattle. They're 2 points behind L.A. for second place in the division. They've got to get this game tonight just to stay with that and to make sure that they remain in the conversation because looking at the NHL this year, Drew, it is as tight as I have ever seen it throughout both divisions, or both conferences and all 4 divisions.
Yep. Nobody had the Sharks in this position, except maybe the Sharks, except maybe the team themselves. That's been the real cool thing. And listen, I go back to 93, 94, but there's a few shades of 93, 94 that I'm looking at going, maybe.
I look at it this way. I'll start saying that if we're still there at the trade deadline. Right. To me, that's what you got to wait for, but it's really exciting to see. Yep. We're going to have an exciting broadcast tonight. We're on the air at 6:30. Jamal Mayers will be with me on the Sharks Audio Network. Make sure you pick up the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, hit that live or listen button, and we'll be on the air. Until then, that's our morning skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.